Langdon dialed the three numbers and waited. The line seemed to ring forever. Finally, a recorded voice answered, conveying both in Turkish and English that due to high call volume, he would need to hold. Langdon wondered if the reason for the call volume was the crisis at the cistern. The sunken palace was now probably in a state of total pandemonium. He pictured Bruder wading out in the lagoon and wondered what he had discovered out there. Langdon had a sinking feeling he already knew. Sienna had gotten into the water before him. Up ahead, the bus's brake lights flashed, and the transport pulled over to a curbside bus stop. The Bentley's driver pulled over as well, idling about 50 feet behind the bus, providing Langdon a perfect view of the passengers getting on and off. Only three people disembarked, all of them men, and yet Langdon studied each carefully, fully aware of Sienna's skills for disguise. His eyes shifted again to the rear window. It was tinted, but the lights inside were now fully illuminated, and Langdon could see the people on board more clearly. He leaned forward, craning his neck, holding his face close to the Bentley's windshield as he searched for Sienna.
"Please don't tell me I gambled wrong."
Then he saw her, in the rearmost part of the vehicle, facing away from him, a pair of slender shoulders sloped up to the back of a shaved head. It could only be Sienna. As the bus accelerated, the interior lights faded once more. In the fleeting second before it disappeared into darkness, the head turned backward, glancing out the rear window. Langdon lowered himself down in the seat, into the shadows of the Bentley.
"Did she see me?"
His turbaned driver was already pulling out again, tailing the bus. The road was descending toward the water now, and up ahead Langdon could see the lights of a low-slung bridge that stretched out over the water. The bridge looked completely deadlocked with traffic. In fact, the entire area near its entrance looked congested.
"Spice bazaar," the man said, "very popular on rainy nights."
The man pointed down to the water's edge, where an incredibly long building sat in the shadow of one of Istanbul's more spectacular mosques, the New Mosque, if Langdon were not mistaken, judging from the height of its famed twin minarets. The Spice Bazaar looked larger than most American malls, and Langdon could see people streaming in and out of its enormous arched doorway.
"Hello?" a tiny voice declared somewhere in the car. "Açıldırım. Hello?"
Langdon glanced down at the phone in his hand.
"The police."
"Yes, hello," Langdon blurted, raising the receiver. "My name is Robert Langdon. I'm working with the World Health Organization. You have a major crisis at the city cistern, and I'm tailing the person responsible. She's on a bus near the Spice Bazaar, heading for..."
"One moment, please," the operator said. "Let me connect you with dispatch."
"No, wait!" But Langdon was on hold again. The Bentley's driver turned to him with a look of fear.
"A crisis at the cistern?"
Langdon was about to explain when the driver's face suddenly glowed red, like a demon.
"Brake lights."
The driver's head whipped around and the Bentley skidded to a stop directly behind the bus. The interior lights flickered on again and Langdon could see Sienna as plain as day. She was standing at the back door, yanking repeatedly on the emergency stop cord and banging to get off the bus.
"She saw me," Langdon realized.
No doubt Sienna had also seen the traffic on Galata Bridge and knew she could not afford to get caught in it. Langdon opened his door in a flash, but Sienna had already bolted from the bus and was sprinting into the night. Langdon tossed the cell phone back to its owner.
"Tell the police what happened. Tell them to surround this area."
The turbaned man gave a frightened nod.
"And thank you," Langdon shouted. "Teşekkürler."
With that, Langdon dashed down the hill after Sienna, who was running directly toward the crowds milling around the Spice Bazaar.